Hi, I'm Mandy Jordan from SIU Press. Welcome to Inside the Blanket Fort. We've spent the past few weeks examining Snake Road, a field guide to the snakes of LaRue Pine Hills by Joshua J. Vossler, which details what to expect and how to make the most of a visit to what is known around the world as Snake Road. And we've heard some interesting clips recorded when Vossler traveled to the area, along with SIU Press Director Amy Etchison, WSIU's Orion Hill, and their family and friends. But Snake Road isn't the only interesting area in southern Illinois. In fact, in 2012, the press published a book filled with fascinating histories and incredible illustrations detailing everything about the area known as Egypt, the region south of U.S. Route 50 from Salem south to Cairo, beginning with the earliest geologic formations and following southern Illinois' history into the 21st century. This book is The State of Southern Illinois, an Illustrated History by Herbert K. Russell. Featuring 262 illustrations, which include both photographs and maps, The State of Southern Illinois, an Illustrated History, is the most accurate, all-encompassing volume of history on this unique area that often regards itself as a state within a state. It offers an entirely new perspective on race relations, provides insightful information on the cultural divide between North and South in Illinois, and pays tribute to an often neglected and misunderstood region of this multidimensional state, all against a stunning visual backdrop. The State of Southern Illinois, an Illustrated History, also won a Superior Achievement Award from the Illinois State Historical Society in 2013. I had the pleasure of sitting down with author Herbert K. Russell to discuss this amazing book.
So the book has some 230 photographs. It begins with southern Illinois millions of years ago when the area was being shaped by, both by a volcano or two and the glaciers. It is buttressed by some 230 photos. All of the sources, all of the information is fully sourced with a bibliography. It is a scholarly work, making use of independent outside sources, and the photographs complement what is said in the text.
When asked what inspired him to write The State of Southern Illinois, here's what he had to say.
Well, the chief reason was that I've lived in this area almost exclusively since I arrived here for an MA in 1965, except for the time in the Army. And I've been fascinated by the region, not only because it became my home, but also because of its unusualness, that it was distinctly unlike the rest of Illinois.
To follow up on that idea, I asked what, to Mr. Russell, makes Southern Illinois special.
Southern Illinois is special for a good many reasons. I suppose the most distinct reason is the geology of the region, which, of course, is the geology that determines everything else that happens. Northern Illinois and Central Illinois got the very richest farmland, some of the best in the world. Southern Illinois was distinctly south of that, and it had farmland that was less productive, in part because it received the benefits of only one glacier. And the glaciers are all important in determining the fertility and the suitability of land for farming. They leave behind nutrients, and as you can tell when you drive, say, from Carbondale to Chicago, it levels the land that it goes over, and the northern Illinois area received the benefits of several glaciers, and it has a much more productive farm situation to work with, both for crops and for livestock. I suppose one of the pleasures of working with the SIU Press is that it has over the years been receptive to several book ideas, beginning with a boy book written for boys about the Civil War, The Flag on the Hilltop, which concerns a man who, quite surprisingly to many, raised a flag supporting the Union Army in the opening days of the Civil War, and who, after he moved to Carbondale, owned much of the central campus of Southern Illinois University, including the ground on which you and I are speaking.
Oh.
So he was a very prosperous landowner, and he left the campus in pretty good shape in many ways. It was he who first decided that there should be a campus lake, only he named it after himself in those days, Thompson Lake, and it was only later on that it became known as Campus Lake.
You can grab your own copy of The State of Southern Illinois, an Illustrated History, from our website at www.siupress.com. Join us next week to learn more about this incredible book and hear more from the interview with author Herbert K. Russell. That's all we have time for today. This is Mandy Jordan from SIU Press, encouraging everyone to make your own blanket fort and tell a story.